Sid.
Getting out of here is cool. Fire away.
Oh, Sid, not that tomorrow night's game needs any more hype. With this one out of the way and such a big win,
I'll put in my skate, Dana.
How do you carry this momentum into tomorrow night's game?
Well, I think in the last couple of games we've done a lot of good things, but the last couple of periods of this one weren't our greatest. But you know, with the lead, and you know, we probably could have done a better job. But I think partly maybe because we're thinking about tomorrow as well. So you know, it's a big one before the break, and we've got to make sure that we play a full game.
Going to platoon part of the game, going into the game, you guys really attacked the net early in the first period.
Yeah, just getting a good start. I think the last few games have done a pretty good job of that, starting well and creating a lot of pressure and generating a lot of shots. So I think that's what we were trying to do, and fortunately we got some goals early.
Sid, when Ben Lovejoy scored, you were right by the net. It seemed like you jumped as high for that goal as you did for some of yours.
Yeah, I know. I was happy to see it go in, and it ended up being Benny's first NHL goal, so it's always an exciting one. But you know, he's a guy who works really hard, and was happy to see him get that.
So, do you think that Lovejoy may be the most typical guy, and you might be recording the hat-trick?
No, but he was close. Obviously, that was pretty scary, seeing a puck get in there. But I think he's going to be okay, and he played a great game, you know, stepping up to fight there and scoring a big goal for us. So, you know, you saw as the game went on, they kept pushing, and that goal turned out to be pretty important for us.
You guys, Mark Contesto was saying you guys had a pretty good idea about him. He's always played pretty well, but he said that he felt like he had a pretty good idea of what you guys should do. So maybe you shouldn't have chased him that quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think we focus too much on goalies. It's pretty rare that we spend a meeting talking about goalies. I think the habits that we work on in practice, and you know, everything that you know, we try to implement in our game is, you know, to create goals, and that's no matter who's playing, to make it tough on them. And we did a really good job in the first of that. We got away from it in the second and third, and partly because of the lead. But at the same time, we still got to do a better job. There's a lot of game left, and they made it a lot closer than it needed to be. But you know, partly I think, you know, knowing that we play tomorrow night too, I'm sure guys might have been secretly trying to save a little bit, and you know, that's not uncommon either.
Nice to see Johnny get an assist.
Did he? Did he end up getting one? Oh, did he? Oh, great. Yeah, no, I like hearing that, and I think they enjoy getting getting their name on the score sheet and getting announced. So no, that's good. I've had a couple chances actually to get goalies assists, and haven't done a good job of it this year. So I'm happy you got one there.
Sid, is there any difference going into tomorrow night's game facing the Capitals?
Same last one. No, I think, you know, it's always a rivalry, and expect the best from both teams. So I think that's what we expect tomorrow night, and obviously we you know, forget about this one pretty quickly, and it's a big one, and we've got a break after that. So you know, we don't want to save anything. We want to make sure that we finish strong here before the break.
Thanks, yeah. Thank you, guys.